Good morning. I love the songs before and getting to sing about the various expressions of our human or our Christian existence. And as we sing all these songs, I'm impressed by the various expressions of our lives. I believe Harold sung the song, "Jesus, Hold My Hand," and how we are pilgrims walking, looking for solid ground, but finding seeking sand too often, and how uncertainty plagues us. My brother Abe sung the song, "Holy, Holy, Holy," and how God is, how when we approach God, we ourselves are so impressed with our limited nature. And I want to ask the question, how are you doing today? And specifically, in light of the uncertainties that we find ourselves in, how are we doing? Yesterday, we had our Thanksgiving meal, and we were talking about how today seems exceptional. There's so much news. News changes so quickly, and how so many people feel uncertain. And one thing we may hear, I think it was more last year, but one thing we may still hear is, when are we going to get back to normal? When is the new normal going to come around? What is the new normal? We want certainty, we want safety, and oftentimes our existence, our human condition does not permit that. Please turn your Bibles to Psalm 23. I want to question this morning our desire, our hope of normal. Psalm 23. And as we read this, I ask you to pay attention to David and how he does not say to seek green pastures, but really just to stay in the fold of the shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This psalm suggests that we are sheep. And what are sheep? They are those, you know, limited creatures that really have no defense mechanism. They are pretty vulnerable, limited, finite. That's who we are. And we long for a shepherd. And oftentimes, because of our limited nature, we seek certainty. We want infinitude or infinity. We want safety. And it's because we are so limited. But God is the one who protects us. And again, I just want to question our desire for normal, our hope of normal. And if we could, just for a moment, when we think about getting back to normal, what is that? What does it mean to be normal? Before or after COVID, normal was before COVID, right? Well, what was before COVID? And I would suspect that there's a few things that happened before COVID that affected me and Julie, my wife. But I would suspect that you remember some of these things. I think in January of 2020, there was a tornado that went through Nashville and killed a lot of families. Me and Julie know of one of the families that this tornado killed. This tornado came in the night. That's what normal was. And even before that, did you, I suspect, hear about the shooting at that church in Texas? I did the mistake of watching the raw footage. And when I'm in church buildings, sometimes I look at the back door somewhat concerned. As you see this guy with this weapon kill two people on raw footage, what are we wanting when we want normal? And what I'm not wanting to do here is to belittle what's happening during COVID. I'm not trying to say life's just uncertain and nothing's changed, but I do want to ask, what does it mean? What happened before COVID? What are we wanting to get back to? There's a novel by a guy named Albert Camus, and it's called The Plague. And the point of this novel is quite provocative. It's very relevant to COVID-19, but in a place in Europe, there was a plague that broke out, and everybody went into quarantine to get away from the plague. People were randomly just dying, and they quarantined in rebellion against death. Alas, but to no avail. A few months after the disease left, everyone came back out into public. There was a shooting at a gas station. Some people got cancer, and people continue to die. And the idea behind the novel is that even though there is a plague, there is a plague that we have in our inherent within us, and that is that we will all one day die. Sometimes we will get the symptoms. Sometimes we won't. But that is what it means to be human. And when we long for pre-COVID conditions, what are we actually longing for? Again, I'm not trying to say COVID has not affected any of us. I do want to somewhat suggest that uncertainties have not increased, but we've just become more captivated by those uncertainties. In Psalm 23, David says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." He realizes that life is part, that walking, it's not the shepherd always keeps me in green pastures. No. Sometimes God does guide us into difficult, uncertain times. But the point is to be with the shepherd. It's not about where we are, but it's about who we're with. And are we more so seeking green pastures than we are a shepherd? And that's something that I'm questioning within myself as me and Julie have many conversations about how to live in this environment that we find ourselves in. You know, being in normal can reduce our dependence on God. Us as sheep, sometimes we may seek green pastures when our shepherd is not there. And I wonder if it's appropriate, this might be provocative, but is it appropriate sometimes to seek out uncertainties that we become more dependent on God? No, Sam, I don't believe that. There's no way we should ever seek uncertainty just to depend on God. And I want to suggest that there are some scriptures that suggest so. And the one that comes to mind is Proverbs 30. And if you want to turn there, Proverbs 30, the words of Augur. He suggests that we ought to seek a lack of riches lest we become prideful and not desire God. Proverbs 30, verse 7 to 9. Two things I asked of you. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, that I not be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or that I not be in want and steal and profane the name of my God. Augur says, distance yourself from wealth for the sake of depending on God. It is appropriate at times to desire uncertainties, that we depend with 2 feet on the solid rock of Christ. In the book Moby Dick, there's a character named Bulkington. And Bulkington is a very odd character. And I'm not sure if my dad has said this, but my oldest brother he's a captain of a ship. And he used to be in the Navy and, you know, be off at sea. And just the uncertainty that plagues life at sea. And Bulkington in Moby Dick, he's the character that can be on a voyage for 4 years and be on land for 2 weeks, then go back out. Just a very odd character. And he doesn't care. And I think one of the reasons why in the novel that he doesn't care is because he doesn't want to have a false sense of security on land. He knows that the human existence, you know, life itself is plagued with uncertainty. And when he's on sea, he best knows that. But when he's on land, he may think that life is more certain than it really is. How comfortable are we as Christians at sea? How comfortable are we? And are we asking to be back at land? Or are we asking to be with a captain that can help us be pilgrims in these tumultuous waters? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though at times he does guide me through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. This psalm is well known, and I think for very good reason, because it is beautiful. And when Julie and I first got married, we went to Romania, and I knew it was going to be hard. We just got married. We went to Romania. We were at Bucharest, the capital, and in a hotel, and it was maybe a month after we were married, and Julie's just crying. You know, it's just, it is hard, and I have no idea what to do to comfort her. Because it was much different than Mississippi. Much different. Do I go back? You know? And the only thing I knew to do this always happens is to read Psalm 23. I want to question our desire for certainty and safety. So, God is a shepherd who does take care of us. And are we people who talk about the news, who talk about going back to green pastures? What floods our conversations? That's the practical point. The practical point is where are we going when we talk? Are we talking about green pastures, or are we talking about being with a shepherd who will take care of us? Life ebbs and flows. And may we be a people who, as our brother Harold led us in the song, who is hand in hand with Jesus, who goes unflinchingly with both feet firmly next to our Savior. Let's forget normal. I don't need it. Let's forget the new normal. We're okay. We have a Savior who will take us through. Thank you for your attention.